Did you ever have any discussions or studies about agriculture while you were in college?
I never took any agriculture classes, but most of the references to agriculture were pretty negative, both at high school and college, seeing it as a field that was not worthy of study or worthy of half a brain of going into. I think it's changed quite a bit now, I sense, in the nation as a whole, but even in the academic community, much more respect for agriculture and the importance of it. You and I know how studying bugs and fertilizers and markets, soils, and just a wealth of a whole bunch of different disciplines. That's my analysis. What about you? What do you think?
I think it is kind of interesting. Most of the farmers I knew who were peers of our fathers, one of the reasons that they went to college is because of the post-war, and everybody had a shot at it. And I thought that was a really good deal. And I think most of them who returned to agriculture couldn't wait to leave school because they wanted to be outside doing stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think there was a little bit of conflict relative to being suspicious of a lot of academics. And now we got to have more research, and I think that's one of the smartest things our industry has done. I think we got ahead of really the rest of the world by fostering more research, development, and innovation here. And so that's one of the reasons I'm very optimistic about our industry here in the Northwest.
What did the industry just do to help that?
They coughed up more cash.
How much, do you know?
Well, it was $27 million before the Cherry guys said yes. So once the Cherry guys said yes, I'm guessing that's on the order of another $5 million. Hmm. It goes mostly to WSU, which is a land-grant institution.
What is one of the biggest needs that you feel in farming pears and apples right now?
I'm thrilled with the possibilities in robotics and biogenomics. Hmm. And I'm very excited about the possibility that within a half a generation, we should be able to deliver products that can successfully compete with donuts and pop and chips and all the stuff that's I think, very deleterious to the American diet.
You have a great interest in water, Charlie. Tell me what you see as the future of water in
the guy who knows the value of water is the guy that doesn't have it when he needs it. We're sitting in a desert. We are in the arid west. We do have snow-capped peaks. If we can figure out how to store water, not only for our benefit, but also for environmental benefits. And that's a real challenge, and I've spent a lot of time on that. But it goes back to one of the interesting things that you helped me with, and that was the investment in infrastructure. And
what infrastructure do we need here in the Yakima Valley?
We need infrastructure to protect our water supplies for fish and ag. Our legal battles are our future and they are our past, and we've got to get around that, and that takes investment, and we can do it. So I'm optimistic about that.